My friends, and welcome back yet again to another fantastic episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. We have amazing tracks for you today, as always. I'm so excited to be sharing them with you. In case you're new to the show, my name is Chris. I am the person that runs all of the Insomnia Radio Canada stuff. I do everything from the researching to the webpage to the actual recording and editing. And I am so very pleased to have you here with us again today. This is show 99, so this is a bit of a bittersweet episode today. Why, you ask? Because, well, this is our last double-digit show. On the upside, that means next week's show is show 100, and it's quite the anniversary for us, because it's falling just after our 8th year anniversary. That's right, this show has been ongoing for 8 years. And thanks to me being ambitious and getting Patreon started and having that page up, I have been a little bit better at getting regular shows out weekly. And I do apologize to the Patreon folks for getting this one out to them late, but they will still get it on Friday at some point today. We're just, you know, having a little bit of chaos at our house because, you know, back to school time, sorting out schedules, not having school schedules until the last minute. And we've done a big house rearrange and moved a couple of rooms around, and we're still trying to sort out all that stuff and make it less chaotic, more zen space in our house. Yeah, lots of stuff going on here. And I figure, well, I can't find a good paying job. I might as well get my house totally in order, clean out the clutter and all that wonderful things, and have a wonderful, enjoyable home to come home from when I do find some work. So anyways, that amazing first track there. I loved the opening. Oh my God, that was so awesome. The band was Speaker Face. The song was Work Friends. They are from Toronto, Ontario. And that came to me through our tour research. So thank you, Matt, for sending that along my way. It was amazing. Absolutely love the track. He does write a little blurb for me in that email when he sent me the track. So Speaker Face is an award-winning earthly electronic band that melds the sound of nature and machines. Combining acoustic instruments, voice, and wilderness sounds with computers and synths, Speaker Face creates beats and sonic landscapes that immerse the listener in a melody, groove, and mood. The band recently released a rhythmic new single, Work Friends, that is a warm yet melodic about the way that we live our lives today. This song is for the people who work the jobs they don't like, the people who have to pretend to like, and letting people know that their real friends love them. And of course, fantastic stuff to feature out on our show. And that's a track that may end up in rotation as something I play when I'm stuck and I don't have enough tunes for a show. So thank you again, Matt. Thank you again, Speaker Face, for sharing your music with us. Yes, just amazing stuff. So let's get all the, you know, tidbits out of the way that we need to get out of the way. Love if you guys would follow us on Twitter. It's IR_Canada. I don't post there as often as I probably should, but I do try to post links to show notes, reshare band stuff that's going on with all the bands we've played. You can follow us over on Spotify. We've got a fantastic playlist over there. I think we're up to over 120 tracks now of songs that have been played on the show by various bands. So as I've been updating and making a master show list note so I can keep track of who and what I've played where and when, I've been adding those bands, if I can find them on Spotify, to a Insomnia Radio Canada favorites playlist. So if you're on Spotify and I've got links for it and I've got the track, I will add it to the that playlist as I play it on the show. So that's lots of great stuff for you guys to be listening to, of course. And of course, you can find us over on Facebook. We do post show releases over there as well as trying between Facebook and the Twitter. We try to take social media notes for all the different bands we play so they can share with all their friends. So I do try to do that. I know I'm not 100% consistent, but we are getting better. And then we've got our Patreon page, which I have been so excited about for the last few months. So that is patreon.com/IRCanada, all one word. And we've been posting, trying to post weekly, a little something about the show or about how the show goes together or something that's going on with the show. There's some polls over there that are open to everybody. You don't have to be a subscribing member of our little Patreon team, member family. I'm not sure what I'm going to call it, but yes. And of course, we had a new donor this week. So big shout out to Tim T. Thank you for joining us and having faith in everything that I do. And I love that you always are up for sending me feedback and giving me suggestions, even if it's not stuff that's going to work for me right now. And I hope that you keep sending me that stuff because it gives me a lot of inspiration for what I could be doing with this show. Because, you know, we don't even have sponsors or anything like that. We don't have advertising And all I've got is little blurbs from bands. So I'm advertising the bands, which I think is what this show is all about. It's about sharing music with you, the listener, right? So if you've got an opinion, please share it with me. I love getting feedback. Anything that will help the show or improve the show, you know, all that stuff. There's a couple of polls over on Patreon that you absolutely could go and have your opinion shared over there and help me figure out what we're doing with show 100. You've got a few more days to get over there and share and give me some thoughts and suggestions. Otherwise, I'm going to be taking a very long walk down memory lane that could probably last over two shows because, well, there's been a lot of stuff played. My spreadsheet, I'm only up to show 46 and I'm on like line 360 something. So that's a lot of music, and apparently I've done way more interviews than I thought I had. And with show 100 coming up, we're going to try and get some more interviews going. So that'll be exciting and awesome. And hopefully we can round out 2020, which has been an awful year for so many people, with a lot more positive stuff. And make 2021 an even better year. Who knows? Yeah. So how about we get into some more music now that I've rambled at you for several minutes now? Last night I thought I heard you talking like a voice in my head. It's coming back, I still remember everything that you said.
Hey, it's Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio. and you're listening to Chris on Insomnia Radio Canada.
Drink to the bottom of your Vegas shot glass. You think they are forgiven now. You went from careless to completely obsessed. The stars call me romantic. My exit, I'm pathetic. Now you don't want me around.
What?
I lived all my demons in your table. You spun them into marble. I chose words I can't take back yet. You pretend it never happened.
Shifted the people we never thought we'd be.
A line crossed to renegades lost at sea. Turn myself away, turned away. Well, I'm just paranoid. So you didn't have a choice.
Didn't have a choice.
Had nothing to do, so you filled your bed with boys, boys, boys. Keep your dating apps and your games full. Do you like to play around? You need to ask.
Yeah, we're on a roll today. We got some really amazing tunes coming in. It's been fantastic. So that first one there was Mono Whales, and the song was All or Nothing. And after much digging on many social sites, I can find out they're Canadian for sure. Definitely Canadian. But no real firm location. Lots of information about doing stuff in provinces. But again, nothing really solid. So guys, if you happen to be listening to the show, I'd love to know roughly where you're based out of, whether it's just a province or you want to say, like, you know, the northern part of a province or whatever. That'd be fantastic, because, you know, sometimes that can influence people on whether or not they listen to you, which is sad, but you should listen to people because they have awesome music. Yeah, so they shared some stuff with me when they shared this track with me. So it said, "We're so excited to share our new track All or Nothing with you today. The song's writing came about as our drummer Jordan was about to quit his job and work on the band full-time after getting out of a long-term relationship. It was a scary time full of uncertainty and risk, but there was no doubt in his mind that he was on the right path. When he showed All or Nothing to the rest of the band, the song resonated right away and we began to turn it into a Mono Whales track. Now it's one of our favorites to play live and we're so excited that you get to hear it today. And of course you can stream it wherever you want. I believe this will be added into the tracks over on Spotify." Awesome stuff. Then that second track there was Josh Tavers. The song was Cheap Gould, and he is from Toronto, Ontario. And both his track and the previous one were direct submits to me. So that's even more awesome, right? Yeah. So hopefully they'll both share more stuff with me, because, you know, why not? Everything is good, right? So what did Josh have to say to me about this track? So he says, Cheap Gold is about a part of a relationship I think everyone dreads. It's not a breakup song per se, but a list of reasons why it should be. The title actually came to me in a dream, something to do with my sister buying a knockoff designer bag and yelling, Cheap Gold, it's cheap gold, which may or not be based on a true story, but you didn't hear that from me. It wasn't until a friend of mine texted me that I had the concept. She updated me on the latest saga of her relationship, so I turned it into a song thinking it would be just something dramatic and fun to show her. What was once shiny and new is now a dull chore, but there are always two sides, if not more, sides to a story. And Cheap Gold is now available on all streaming platforms, so you can go out and listen to that one over on Spotify or wherever it is that you listen to stuff, and it'll get added into that awesome playlist I've been building. So, without further ado, I'm going to take you back to the music.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Well, I know that was just one track, and we're going to change things up a little bit here today because I think I got the wrong track sent to me from a band for stuff they were supposed to be sending me, so we'll save that and play it again on a future later date at some point in time. So that was Jeremy Drury. He was the drummer for the Strumbellas, which was pretty awesome, and he sent me tracked an entire album to listen to, I believe, but I only got one track, which is fine. It's fantastic. Lots of new stuff coming in. Another Toronto band. Yeah, so his track was Do It Right, and he was excited to share it because it's a self-promoted first solo album. It was recorded with John Dinsmore as the engineer, and he's done That's, I think, how he knows him, because he did the work for the Strombellas. It was mixed by David Schiffman, who also worked with the Strombellas, and mastered by Harold Hess, who does stuff for like the Arkells, Danko Jones, Monster Truck. And of course, this is, of course, available on all your fun streaming platforms. Do it where you want. I'm going to grab it over on Spotify and throw it into that playlist I've been telling you guys about, which we'll have links on the webpage for, of course. And if you need it, we'll throw it into Telegram again, because, you know, you should all come over to join us on Telegram and chat with other listeners and myself about the show and other music things and our Patreon group and all that other fun stuff. Yeah. So hopefully you guys will join me. In the meantime, let me share a bit more about what Jeremy said about this track. He says, "I tell myself, do it right on my new single, but I haven't always. As much as I question my decisions of choice, the results of my actions become the learning opportunity where truth grows can happen. Knowing what's right comes from reflection, questioning your introspect, and standing up for what you believe in and know where you stand. Thanks for listening." So, one track left, and it's not the kicker that you usually throw at the end of the show, but I really couldn't help but be stunned by the vocals of this track and think that it would be one that will linger and stick with you. So the last track tonight, which will be track 5 instead of 6, because we're short a track right now, and I'd rather get the show to you a short track than have to dig and find another piece of music. So this last track is from Sheldon Hunt. The track is called Here to Stay. And he writes, "Here to Stay is about feeling alone in a new city and being unable to shake all the reminders around you of a lost love. Thanks to V13 for an exclusive first lesson." Listen, not lesson. Oh boy. "I had moved to Toronto with a long-term girlfriend, and the song was written soon after our breakup. At that time, there was no resolution or happy ending to the situation, just this lonely feeling that lingered and the memories of the person who was gone. Sometimes that doesn't go away. The day doesn't always get better. It just goes on." So hopefully you guys will enjoy this track. I really enjoyed the vocals for this one. And hopefully Sheldon will send me more music down the road, because he's got a good voice. So enjoy. We'll catch you next week for show 100. Go over to Patreon and have your say about what we should do with show 100. Have a great week, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Ciao. Been nice to see an old
to us.